Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Why would God have a boy from Seoul, Korea, immigrate to the United States at the age of 5, who grew up in Southern California, to serve in the U.S. Army, and today minister as a pastor and care for veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder? This is the story of Ed Choi, who acknowledges Christ as his hope. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program, well, is to bring you, dear friend, closer and closer to Jesus Christ, to Christ who has touched Ed's life, Suzanne, myself, to Jesus who we believe will touch your life. Did you know that God loves you so much, dear friend, that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins? He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ who has touched Ed's heart is here to touch your heart. And I don't know what you're facing right now, but God knows. The challenge, the financial difficulties, the health news that you've heard recently, the challenges with relationships that you might be going through. You might feel like your back is against the wall and that all hope is gone, all hope is lost. But dear one, there is always hope in Jesus. Resurrection hope. Ed Choi knows all about that. Ed graduated from Biola University with a degree in biblical studies. He graduated also from Golden Gate Theological Seminary. In 2001, he was commissioned as a chaplain in the Army, served for 12 years when he was medically retired as a major with an honorable discharge. Today, he serves as pastor in Seattle. He works as a veteran coordinator of King County, Seattle, Washington, for the PTSD Foundation of America. He's married to Catherine. They have 4 children, Titus, Faith, Emily, and Christian. Ed, welcome to our show.
Yeah, thank you, Danny. Appreciate the invitation to share my story.
Where in Southern California did you grow up?
Yeah, so like you mentioned earlier, my parents immigrated from South Korea when I was about 5 and grew up in the city of Cerritos, went to Cerritos High School, and then after that went to Biola University, where you and I met and have become friends since then.
Who influenced you most, Ed, in your growing up years?
Yeah, so for my early years, my spiritual formation was both of my grandmothers, from my mom's side and my dad's side. They were truly an epitome of example of humble obedience and love for Jesus. And their life and their prayers have influenced me in a way where I am who I am today because of their love for Jesus that they set an example for and their prayers. They have now passed away and gone to be with the Lord, but I truly believe in my heart that their prayers that was sold many, many years ago is coming to fruition today.
Tell us what you remember of both your grandmas?
Yeah, so so my grandmother and my father's side. I have always seen her praying or in her room praying. She has set an example what a prayer warrior really is. As a child, I could recall she would pray every day possibly 2 to 3 hours a day. And even at nighttime before going to bed, I would hear her praying. Because there was a time where she lived with us when she immigrated from Korea. And then my grandmother, my mother's side, she was a widow because of the Korean War and had to raise 4 daughters by herself. And you could just imagine the difficulty and the challenges, not only being a widow with a single mom and raising 3 girls, but it was a country that was devastated by the war. And by the grace of God, she was able to raise them well. And as a child, I remember going to visit her, and she always had her Bible open. She would tell me to always read the Bible. She'd read the Bible to me. Sometimes I didn't understand because she read in Korean, the Korean Bible. Yeah, but she truly loved the Word of God. She would tell me she would read the Bible, literally 3 to 4 hours a day. And so I had 2 grandmothers who set me an example of prayer, depending on Jesus through prayer, and looking to God through the Word of God.
Suzanne, Ed inspired me. Now, we're classmates at Biola. But we're both biblical studies theology majors at Biola. But it's not always the case that a classmate inspires you in ministry. And Ed has been that for me. So, Ed, it makes me want to go back and find out. Now, you your grandmother's inspiring, prayed for you day after day after day. But your journey, how did you become a devoted follower of Christ?
Yeah. Well, Danny, first of all, you're too gracious of the compliment. I think in many ways you are an inspiration to me also, knowing your story and how God saved your life from a horrible, tragic accident when you were living in Hawaii, and your boldness for the gospel. I still remember when you and I used to go out for the open air campaign. We used to preach publicly.
Uh-oh.
back then, remember those days where it was okay to do that?
Street preaching, yeah.
And your boldness and your passion for the Word, as many ways, have been an inspiration to myself, too. So thank you for that example, brother. But to answer your question, to go fast forward where I'm at today and how God has brought me to where I am today, is in the work I'm doing with the PTSD Foundation of America. Is I basically, after Biola University, I went to the Golden Gate Baptist Seminary, and then it was about when I was about 30 years old, I felt just this restlessness of the ministry. And what I mean by that is that I wanted to make an impact in the world with my life by serving God. And at that time, there was an opportunity for me to serve in the military as a chaplain. And so in 2001 of January, this is before 9/11, so I'm no hero, okay? But I felt that I could really make an impact for our nation serving as a chaplain in the military. And it's because a couple of reasons why, like I shared earlier, both my parents and my grandparents survived the Korean War. And the Korean War, in many ways, was a horrible war, millions of casualties. But it was because of the intervention of the United States and the sacrifices of the men and women in uniform that kept from South Korea from falling into communism. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that basically changed the trajectory of millions of people in South Korea and personally in my life and my parents' life. And so I always felt that I should give back to this nation we live in, called America, with many of its challenges. But what a blessing to live in America and the blessings that we have, whether it's the freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, or freedom of religion. And so when I was about 30 years old, I applied and I got commissioned and then started serving as a chaplain in the beginning of 2001 of January.
When you sense God's leading to mm-hmm. do that in the surrounding context that you describe, did you have any idea what and how far you would go in terms of your commitment?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Danny. They say ignorance is bliss, and it really is bliss, not knowing what God had for me to do. And so at first, when I joined the Army, it was in many ways a culture shock because the military is a subculture to the rest of society. People ask me, what's it like being a chaplain? I would say it was like being a missionary because you have to wear the same clothing that they wore. You have to understand the culture, the language, and everything that the military culture brings. And so you have to embrace and become like them. You know, Paul says, I become all things to all men that I might win some to Christ. And being a chaplain in the Army is like being a missionary because the majority of the people that I've interacted in the military didn't go to church, didn't know Jesus. I would say 90-plus percent of people that I have interacted and met, literally people from all over the U.S., all 50 states, including Puerto Rico, that I have had an opportunity to meet and share the gospel with. You know, I tell people that I have never been to all 50 states, but I have preached the gospel to all 50 states because of the military. Mm-hmm. But so it was amazing ministry experience. In so many ways, it was like being a missionary. But
let's go further into that. You just you're whetting our appetite just hearing your perspective on it, and I think you're gracious in the way you're bringing us in, because the experiences that you've had are life changing. And when we come back from our break, I'd like to talk about that, or to have you share about that, your experiences. What were they like as a missionary in the Army? Where did you go? Where did you serve? And we'll just go from there to hear about what God enabled you to encounter.
Okay.
There is a part, even, dear friend, as you listen to Ed Choi today, as he opens up his heart, the level of transparency, vulnerability. Somehow when someone opens up like that, there's a way of touching our hearts in a very tender way that opens our hearts for what God has to say. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives. how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Ed Choi is a veteran coordinator of King County, Seattle, Washington, for the PTSD Foundation of America. You can find out more about the PTSD Foundation of America at PTSDUSA.org. Again, that's PTSDUSA.org. Perhaps you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of our last segment. Hey, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift to you. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, download it, listen to it, share it, share the link with a family member or friend. Ed, take us back, becoming a chaplain in the United States Army. You mentioned that it's like being a missionary. Take us further.
Yes. Like I said, in many ways, it's like being a missionary because you have to absorb the culture of the military, being an effective chaplain or minister to the men and women in services. And so in many ways, I really enjoy the ministry. I enjoy meeting people from different places. It's a very multi-ethnic, multicultural context. And to be able to preach and share the gospel in that context, it was really, really challenging, but very fulfilling. And in many ways, I feel like the Apostle Paul, when he was in Mars Hill, in trying to speak the truth, the gospel, to people that didn't understand the truth. But it was really rewarding. But saying that, the other hand, it was also challenging because when 9/11 happened, and many of you probably remember where you were at and what you were doing when the Twin Towers were hit by the terrorist attack, and for us in the military, it changed everything. And so when I say it changed everything, before that, the military was a peace-keeping force all over the world. But then when 9/11 happened, we became from a peace-keeping force to a war-fighting force. And because of that, as a chaplain, you would deploy or go to combat with your soldiers when they are deployed to go. And so in my career as a chaplain, I was deployed twice to Iraq and once to Afghanistan, a total of 40 months in combat. And those deployments took a toll on me and my family.
In what way? In what way, Ed?
Yeah, so first of all, you know, being married is always a challenge, right? Whether you're Christian or non-Christian. But when you're away from your family, 12, 13, 15 months at a time, it's challenging. My wife Kat and I, because we're both committed Christians, and by God's grace, we are still married, and our marriage is in many ways healthier than it's ever been before. But when you look at the military culture, divorce rates are 75% high. You know, in the military culture, the issues of not only divorce, but you have, you know, addiction issues, whether it's alcohol, because soldiers self-medicate by using alcohol. The suicide rates are, it's an epidemic where we have 20 to 21 soldiers or veterans committing suicide. And then there are other issues, right, mental health issues or marital issues. But all of that, right, I share that with you, all of that stems from PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder. And so when you go to combat and the things you see, the things you experience, it cannot but change you or affect you, right? And, you know, but when we talk about PTSD, right, Danny, it's not just combat trauma, but it's any trauma. You know, life is traumatic, right? I mean, people go through divorce, that's traumatic. People lose a spouse, that's traumatic. People lose a child, you know, or get in an accident, or, you know, or being physically or sexually abused, that's traumatic. And life is traumatic because the reality is because of sin. You know, sin brings brokenness in our life. And so, you know, going back to the military, after 3 combat deployments for myself and dealing with over 300 casualties and probably buried over 100, 150 soldiers, and then the grief counseling that I was providing for the soldiers, and then in trying to provide ministry to the parents and spouses who lost a loved one. I, by around 2012, after my 3rd deployment, I was myself diagnosed with PTSD. And I was burnt out. I had compassion fatigue. And in many ways, I just wanted to quit and give up. Just walk away from the ministry because it just took a toll on me. But by the grace of God today, right, I tell people that God and only God through his son, Jesus Christ, it takes somebody who has PTSD to PTSG. I call it post-traumatic stress growth. And out of the brokenness, God and God alone, through his grace, it takes someone so broken, and then fill them with your spirit, give them hope, and give them joy through the presence of the Holy Spirit, and to live a life that is more impactful for the gospel than they could ever imagine.
Ed, how did God do that specifically in your life, in you, and of course with Catherine and the children? And how long did it take? Because someone may be listening today and they may be on the brink of giving up as well. And when they hear you, there's a possibility of hope, but they want some handles to grab onto in the next step.
So if I could talk a little bit about my challenges, right? You know, there are what they call it, like symptoms of PTSD, right? And what I was experiencing was I was dealing with depression, anxiety, insomnia, nightmares, flashbacks. I was one point taking 9 different kind of prescription medication for my PTSD issues. When you asked me how did God heal me through this? It was not an instant process. It was a long process. And in many ways, it reminds me of the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 12. He says in verse 8, Paul pleaded with the Lord to heal him, right? 3 times. But God said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardship, persecutions, and calamities. For when I'm weak, then I am strong. Mm-hmm. And so what I've learned through my PTSD, okay, is that it's not something to be ashamed of, right? It's something that drives us to the dependency of Jesus Christ and the power and the grace that he provides for. I even make the argument, when you look at this text, right, that Paul talks about this is a thorn of the flesh that was given to him. And when he asked God to heal him from it, God said no, but he said, my grace is sufficient for you. But when you look at the chapter prior to that, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I believe in the context of the scripture, that thorn of the flesh that Paul was referring to was his PTSD. Why? Because he talked about being in danger. He talked about being in danger of the Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, and danger in the sea, and dangers from false brothers. He talks about being in toil and hardship through many sleepless nights, hunger and thirst, and often without food. And apart from all the things, that there was the daily pressures of him dealing with the churches, right? And basically, how could you not, right? How could we not look at the life of Paul and say that he did not have PTSD? And so for me, this is such a powerful verse for me, because I could relate, right, that Paul's thorn in the flesh was PTSD. And how did Paul deal with that? By taking his weakness to God and finding strength and grace in and because of his weakness and because of his insults or hardships or struggles, that through the brokenness that Paul experienced, God was able to fill this man with his grace and power. And so today, that's what I'm experiencing. Today, I don't take any prescription medication. Today, yes, I struggle still with like anxiety attacks or even occasionally nightmares because of things that I've experienced. But today, I am more dependent on Jesus and experience more of his grace than I have ever could even imagine, because what God has allowed me to go through and because of his sufficient grace in my life.
Ed, the way you share is, you know, of course, you share out of experience. You share in a way that can relate with someone, with anyone who is experiencing PTSD, with any veteran. There's a implicit bond of trust that exists. When we come back, Ed, let's go further and talk about, you know, what is at the heart of PTSD USA.
Okay.
I want to know what causes the heartbeat of the organization. What's the reach? Who's being helped? If someone wants to be helped, how can they be helped? How can they get in touch? Because the need is so great. When we come back, more from Ed Choi, sharing heart to heart. Well, really, heart to heart in a way that only God can, as he moves through a person like Ed. Dear friend, I believe the Holy Spirit is preparing hearts even in a weak and a desperate moment, in an uncertain position in life. And that's just where Jesus comes in. And that's where he brings his hope, his love, and his life. More from Ed Choi when we come back. Heart to Heart with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
PTSDUSA.org. That's how you can find out more about the PTSD Foundation of America, where Ed Choi is a veteran coordinator there of King County in Seattle, Washington, PTSDUSA.org. Ed, what is at the heart of PTSDUSA?
Yeah, so thanks for asking that question. The heart and the mission of PTSD Foundation America, it is a Christ-centered solution for combat trauma. It is, we believe, that Jesus is the only true healer. And we're not against psychotherapy or medication. Those things play a role. But in the heart, we believe that it's God, through his son Jesus, could truly heal a soldier that has been traumatized, been broken because of the trauma experienced in combat. Yeah, and so to expound on it, the way we do it is through mentorship and also through group support. We call them warrior groups. We meet at home and weekly, we get together, and we go through a manual called the Combat Trauma Healing Manual, and we talk about life. As we talk about the trauma and the PTSD a soldier or veteran has, but we always point them to Jesus, who is truly the healer and the answer to our trauma. And we also, at our headquarters in Houston, have a place called Camp Hope. And Camp Hope was set up a few years ago because we also realized that some veterans need long-term holistic therapy, right? Not just weekly or monthly, but like long-term. And so any veteran who's served in combat and have been diagnosed with PTSD because of combat, we would receive them and take them wherever they're at. They could be in Hawaii or live in Puerto Rico or Boston or Chicago or L.A., if they contact us and they are looking for a holistic long-term therapy, we will purchase their flight ticket to come to Camp Hope in Houston, Texas, to receive the treatment and the healing they need.
Beautiful. Wonderful.
When you talk about mentorship, and I do want to go back to Camp Hope, what do mentorships entail?
Yeah, so in another word to describe it, right, in the Christian terminology, it's discipleship, okay? You know, the military, we say that no one fights alone, okay? And everyone needs a battle buddy. But what happens is when they leave the military, a lot of veterans feeling, right, they're alone. A lot of veterans feel like they're dealing with their trauma and their demons by themselves. And so what we try to provide is mentorship or discipleship, where it's not just a class, but it's about doing life with other veterans, right? So, for example, any given week, I would call between 5 to 10 veterans and just see how they're doing. I would meet between 3 to 5 veterans every week into face-to-face to see how they're doing and walking with them and praying with them. And then every week I conduct between 2 to 3 warrior groups. We call it, people call it support groups. We call it warrior groups. And it's basically doing life with people. It's called discipleship, right? And so the things that I've gone through and where I'm at today, now I could tell others, hey, follow me as I follow Christ. And so that's the concept of what we talk about mentorship. And you know, again, it's more like discipleship and doing life and helping vets go from PTSD to PTSG through the grace of God, through the Word of God, through prayer, through community, and through support for one another.
Ed, when we think about Camp Hope, you mentioned Camp Hope, the holistic treatment that you provide there. Describe what goes on there for someone who comes from any part of the United States, right?
Yes.
To be a part of Camp Hope. What would they experience?
So one of the things that we realized about veterans is that they thrive in structure, right? And so what we try to do is at Camp Hope, during the day or during the week, it's very structured. But there's no yelling, there's no screaming like if you're going to basic camp or boot camp, right? It's none of that. It's a gentleman's course or treatment, but it's very scheduled. Guys wake up at 6 in the morning. They do personal hygiene. They go to the gym. They have breakfast. After breakfast, they have devotions every morning together, where they read the scripture and pray together. And then during the day, they go to classes or go see a professional counselor. And then every day, there's what they call a warrior group, where they get together and talk and discuss about the PTSD issues. And then, you know, there's lunch, you know, and then there's also dinner. The men live in an apartment kind of style. It's not barracks, right? It's more like an apartment style, and they have a bay and a kitchen where they cook meals together. They share meals together, and it's really creating a healthy community, because one of the things that we also recognize that the part of healing is to be in a healthy community, right? And many veterans, when they get out, they don't have that healthy community. They can't find it in their families because their family's broken, or they can't find it in the church because they just are not connected to a church community. And so one of the things that we try to do is create a healthy community, which is part of the healing process.
Ed, for someone, if you could give an average, what would be the average time that they might spend at Camp Hope? And also, is it for men and women?
Okay, so thank you for that great question. For right now, we only serve men in the military.
Okay.
Or men who are in the veteran. We are trying to expand to provide ministry to the females, to answer that question. To answer your first question about how long, we ask them to commit themselves to this long-term holistic therapy for 4 months minimum.
Mm.
Right? And so we don't take anybody off the street. Most of the guys, okay, Danny and Suzanne, most of the guys that we take in at Camp Hope are guys who are homeless. I mean, So I share this with you, and my heart's broken. Because when I hear about a veteran or homeless, I don't know if you know the statistics, but one-third of our homeless in America are veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And these are not just Vietnam veterans. These are current young veterans of Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's all stemmed from PTSD. Because PTSD causes brokenness, which they have a hard time keeping a job or a relationship, which means that they can't afford to, pay their bills. They usually are self-medicating with alcohol and drugs, or maybe even prescription medication. And it's a deadly poison or combination that basically leads a man to a point of just complete brokenness and homelessness. And so 90% of the men, the veterans that go to Camp Hope, are people who are homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And usually these are the men who are committed to making a change for their lives. And it's interesting, too. Most of the men don't seek us. It's usually a family member or friend who knows about the plight of their friend who's a veteran, and they find out about our organization. They reach out to us, and then we reach out to the veteran, and then we literally snatch them out of the street. I mean, you don't know how many men that I've like met them at an abandoned car or abandoned building, and then we put them on a plane and send them to Camp Hope, and then in 3 or 4 months, their life is radically changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Is there a way of letting families of veterans be aware of Camp Hope?
Yeah, they can go online, www.ptsdusa.org, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go online, you can find our phone numbers. We have a 24-hour hotline that people could call anytime for any emergency issues. And you don't know how many soldiers or veterans we have saved from committing suicide. I think if I read our statistics, I think last year, we have literally helped over 30 veterans from committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were at a point, yes.
This is a lifeline of hope to the gospel and
yes.
The transforming power of the Lord Jesus and the indwelling Holy Spirit working in these precious lives. And I am just so moved by what you and PTSD USA provides. Ed, when we come back from our break, let's go further in our final
okay.
segment.
Okay,
I'd like to, there's a lot of information that is being given that's vital, that's needed, and we want to get the word out. But also a time for someone that's listening today, they might be going through their own trauma, like you mentioned earlier, of various gradations. And in the midst of that, you who have understood and experienced brokenness could speak a word directly to them, maybe share a scripture. And I know you're a man of prayer as well, Ed, so if we can have a time of prayer. When we come back, more from Ed Choi. Ed, you can feel the tenderness of his heart, but you could also sense the passion that he bears. And of course, God has given him, I've always known this about Ed, from the time I met him, a booming voice that declares the love and mercy of God in a tender way that brings the hope of Jesus Christ. Dear friend, the hope of Jesus Christ to you, in your situation, in your moment today. We'll be back with more Heart to Heart from Ed Choi with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road.
road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, through all the challenges that he's been through, Ed Choi has experienced the grace of God and the strengthening of his faith, even in times when he's felt very low and, brokenness. It brings people to the point of, well, I should say it like this, brokenness brings us to the point of utter despair. And at such moments, the only hope is often in the Lord Jesus Christ. He reads books that have impacted his life. For Ed, it's Desiring God by John Piper, Fox's Book of Martyrs by John Fox, and The Cost of Discipleship by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And as I've known Ed through the years, he is one who stands firm and hungers and thirsts for the Word of God. The Good Life Radio Show here, Danny Yamashiro, Suzanne Maher, my co-host, Ed Choi, our guest today. Ed Choi, you can find out more about him and the ministry of PTSD USA, PTSDUSA.org. Ed, what would you say right now in this season of your life is a scripture that the Lord has impressed upon you?
Yeah, thank you for asking that question. For me personally, and I did share with you earlier in reference to 1 Corinthians chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, basically is this, that that in verse 9, where Jesus said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." And so that will be actually the verse, not only just currently, but this past season of my life, that I have depended on more of his grace and more of his strength, because knowing that how broken that I am, knowing that how desperately I need Him daily, to look to Him for my strength and grace and joy and hope and peace that only Christ provides for those who would call upon Him.
How about Catherine? Ed, how did Catherine make it through the years? And we're talking 12 years of service and then deployments. What would you say?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for recognizing my better half, Catherine. We've been married for 23 years now, and we'll be going on 24. And I tell you, she's a trooper. And when I was gone and left the kids with her, she became mom and dad, and taking care of the kids and the home front while I was in combat. And she's just an amazing woman. And God in many ways brought her to my life, truly to be a helper. And God knew how much help that I needed. And so yeah, she's just an amazing person and wife and mother and more than that, a child of God, who continued to exemplify what grace looks like and what love looks like. And so I'm so thankful to be married to my wife, Catherine.
Ed, in your Seattle program, mm-hmm. is there also availability for wives or family members for counseling?
Yes, absolutely. So thanks for asking that question again. So we have a little over 21 chapters across the USA, right? So our headquarters is in Houston, but we have chapters all across the U.S. Most of them are nearby military communities or military base. And in Seattle, our chapter just opened up a couple years ago. But we have reached and ministered to over, I would say, close to 300 veterans. In any given week, we would minister to 100 to 150 veterans through warrior groups, through mentorship, through counseling, and plus spouses and families who need support and who need counseling. So what we have done is that we have identified spouses or veterans, right, mm-hmm. who are part of our warrior group, and we see them as healthy and able to provide ministry. And so we commission or we support them in reaching and helping other spouses who've gone through the same challenges of deployments and living with a soldier or veteran who's wrestled with PTSD.
Thank you. Is it possible to look to having something like that in Hawaii?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, if I could, I would go to Hawaii myself right now and start a chapter there.
We have such a huge problem with homelessness here.
Well, I know. Right? I mean, you know the challenges because you have a military base in Hawaii.
Many.
You have DUIs. Many, right? You know the DUIs. You know the domestic violences. You know the suicide. What is that all coming from? It all stems from PTSD mm-hmm. and the combination of sin, right? So you
yes.
have the combination of sin and you have the combination of trauma or brokenness, and you mix those things together and it usually ends up deadly. Suicide or domestic violence or homicide. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, all the issues that you know what I'm talking about if you live close to a military base.
Yes.
And so we hope that we could open up a chapter in Hawaii someday. And that's something we're praying that God would lead us to do so.
We're almost out of time. We've got about 2 minutes. Ed, thanks for all of this. Would you be willing to pray for someone suffering today?
Absolutely. Thank you. So before I say prayer, I want to speak to everyone listening today. If you are broken because of trauma, and it doesn't have to be combat. It could be any trauma, sexual trauma, physical trauma, loss of a job, trauma loss because of of relationship, whatever trauma you're going through, I want to give you the word of God. The scripture says, for everyone who believes in him, Christ, will not be put to shame. For anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's a promise of scripture. And part of being saved is that God is wanting to heal you of your trauma through the love of Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit. So let me pray for you. Father, I come before you and ask you, Lord, for those who are hearing this podcast. And Lord, you know the lives that are broken. You know the lives that have been traumatized because of sin and because of life. But I'm praying, Lord, that they would hear today the hope that is in Christ Jesus and the healing that Christ Jesus provided on the cross and the salvation that Christ Jesus provided through his resurrection. I'm praying that people would receive Jesus today and come to the understanding of the grace and the love and the mercy that is provided for us through your Son, Jesus Christ. In praying all this in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Mahalo.
Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, thank you, both of you, for the opportunity for me to share your story, share my story.
Encouraging words from Ed Choi, PTSDUSA.org. Dear one, God's timing is perfect. Hey, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, I believe this is a perfect moment to open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video set up for you there. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 62, verse 8, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Ed Choi, PTSDUSA.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Nelson, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave.